Excuse me, but are you a skirt or a kilt?
Oh, for God's sake, why does that even matter? A kilt is a skirt, you idiot. What I am is simply this, a rectangular piece of fabric that you wear around your waist. That's all. You just want to use different vocabulary to protect your fragile male ego. What is your problem? Why are men so terrified about the gender connotations of a rectangle of wool?
Whoa! Aren't you being a little oversensitive?
Well, so would you be if you were me. Look at the miniskirt, for example. First, people said that this was a symbol of sexual equality. Hey, girls and boys, it's the 1960s. After hundreds of years of oppression, women are liberated because now they can show their legs. A generation later, people are saying miniskirts are inappropriate, and you cannot blame men if they behave like they are still chasing mammoths. Oh, it's so ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
All of it. Because it's not really about me, the skirt. It's about you men and your problems. But you probably won't ever understand that unless you start wearing skirts too. Of course, most of you would probably need to call me a mini-kilt to convince yourselves that I was legitimate man-clothing. You should be more like that young singer Harry Styles. He's perfectly happy to wear a skirt and call it a skirt.
But why does Harry Styles wear skirts?
Because clothes are there to have fun with, he says. I know that is a radical point of view, but don't you think he's right? Trousers are boring, and the fact is, you're just jealous that women can wear a skirt on a hot summer's day, aren't you? That's clearly better than being a sweaty, overdressed male. Just relax and admit it. Women win this one. They get skirts.